big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
We could be making a big money summer transfer into your bank account. £5,000 cash. The Clyde One Super Scoreboard 5 grand fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard's 5 grand fan. It is a glorious day in Glasgow and the West, but stick with us for the next hour at least. We'll look ahead to Scotland's friendlies against Peru and Mexico. We'll hear from Celtic winger and new Scotland recruit Lewis Morgan on his potential Scotland debut. We'll hear from Scotland under 21 boss Scott Gemmell as they play in the Toulon tournament, and it's the week that Steven Gerrard arrives in Govan. All that, as well as Gareth Bale's overhead kick in the Champions League final. We ask you, what's the best cup final goal ever? All that plus the chance to grab yourself £5,000 in time for the new season. I'm Ronnie Charters. Tonight I'm joined by Mr. Derek Johnson. And Derek, to start with the breaking news, some sad news as well, the passing of former Aberdeen and Rangers player Neil Cooper at the age of 54. A sad day for Scottish football.
Very much so. And just when I came in the door, you said that to me. You know, he was a lovely, lovely man, Ronnie. You know, I didn't know him all that well, don't get me wrong. Played against him a couple of times. He was one of these players that just gave his all. You know, obviously a hero in Gothenburg in 83 for Aberdeen. All these players were. You know, and Aberdeen was his club. I know he went out and played for Rangers and Aston Villa and Dunfermline, teams like that. But he was somebody that knew you were in a game with him. He loved a tackle. You know, he gave it his all every time he went out in the park. He tried it as a manager as well, you know, a coach. He did everything in the game. I know he had problems, you know, a year ago. He had these slight heart problems about a year ago, but we thought he'd got over that. So absolutely devastated when you told me the news about half an hour ago.
The Don's legend, you know, as you say, the Cup Winners' Cup, European Super Cup, 2 Premier League titles, 4 Scottish Cups, a League Cup. We've seen it with John Lambie as well, when he sadly passed away as well. Scottish football just rallies together, and you see how big a character and how well liked he was as a man as well.
Well, rightly so, and that's the way it should be. And he was a lovely fella, you know, good player, but a lovely fella. And you've heard that said about an awful lot of players, sadly, that have passed away in the last few months. But Big Tatty, as he was known, that was his nickname, you know, Big Aberdonian, farmer's boy. I think that's why he got the nickname Big Tatty. But you know, it's a shame, you know, 54 years of age, you know, he's still had a lot of life left in him there. So commiserations to his family, big time.
And in terms of the player that he was on the field, you know, a real competitor as He wouldn't let you lie down.
Absolutely, you know, that's what I'm saying. He gave 100% all the time. You know, if there was a 50-50 to be had, he was in there. Don't worry about that. And went for the ball all the time. Certainly, there was no dirtiness in his play. He was a hard player, but he was a fair player.
Well, obviously, our thoughts and all from the Clyde Super Scoreboard team go out to Neil Cooper and his family. But back to tonight and every night on the show, really, we'll give you the chance to come on air and answer as many sporting general knowledge questions as you can inside 30 seconds. If you're on the leaderboard at the end of the summer, you will qualify for our finals week for a chance to win £5,000. Go to Clyde1.com to register or head to @ClydeSSB on Twitter. Click on the pinned tweet and you could enter our 5 grand fan competition. David McGill from East Kilbride with 7 is our man to beat. 7 to beat. He went through them superbly, Derek. And last year's runner-up as well. So that's the man. And put you on the spot. 5 grand, if I was to put 5 grand in front of you, what's the first thing you're buying?
A new suit.
Definitely. And a new haircut. Anyway, let's move on. But yes, back to the football and Scotland as they get set to take on Peru in Lima tomorrow night. The new call-up, Lewis Morgan, says that he is still surprised to be part of Alex McLeish's squad this time round. The winger was playing in the Scottish Championship last season, but is set to turn out in front of 60,000 fans and 85,000 fans as well at the Azteca Stadium against Mexico. And he says it's an unreal experience.
I think it's weird to think of some of the teams and stadiums I've played in this year to then think about the stadiums I'll be playing when I'm away with Scotland. It is a big step up, but it's something I feel that I'm ready for and I'm really looking forward to. happens even in the top team Scotland as well. You're not going to be playing in front of that crowd every week, but it's important that when that does happen, that you really embrace it and enjoy it. Well, I think he's came out and said that because of the weather conditions over there, he might need two full new teams for the games. So I'm hoping to go out there and get minutes, but other than that, I'm not sure what the plans are exactly. So obviously it's a bit surreal thinking about it, but this is what you work hard for, and this is what you do for a living to try and get these moments. So it's important when they come along that you do really embrace them. I seen it coming myself, without saying it, but I suppose you can be surprised at how quickly it's happened for me. But I did have belief that I would get to this level, and I'm just lucky enough that the club's given me a chance, and hopefully I can take that chance and really move forward.
DJ, a youngster you've watched very closely over this last year with him at St Mirren, and when you look at his rise across this last year alone, you know, from playing against Dumbarton and whatnot, now to playing against Mexico and Peru, it's a fantastic rise for the youngster.
Very much so. And you remember 18 months ago when St Mirren, you know, were hovering, you know, in the relegation zone, you know, and all of a sudden they get out of that, and Jack Ross, you know, was magnificent and, you know, bringing in players in the summer. And I think he's blossomed, Lewis Morgan, and we keep saying that. It's a sign of a good coach for me. It's not bringing in players at £5 million and getting a team that way. It's how you coach players, you know, that you brought in from as a youngster, bringing them in and trying to make them better. Lewis Morgan's been absolutely tremendous, and I've said it many times on this programme. He's a player, he can play wide on the left, wide on the right. He's both footed. He can cross the ball just as well with his right foot as he can with his left. He can score goals. He takes free kicks. He can score from them. Sets up chances. He's got everything. But listen, that was in the Championship. He's moving up two rungs now. You know, this season with Celtic, he'll move into the Premiership. And now he's moved above that into Scotland very, very quickly indeed. He's gone there. But he's a confident young lad. And the one great thing that he's got great pace. And people say, well, you've got to have more than pace in football. Yes, but it helps. And he's got the ability to go with that as well. And he will get time, he's right. I don't think you'll get the two games, but I think you'll get a fair portion of a game, because you can't take somebody all the way out there and give him 10 minutes. That's not going to happen. He's going to at least get a half. Let him start the game, give him 45 minutes, or if he's doing well, give him more, because there's a lot of players out there that haven't been in the Scotland setup, you know, and they don't know what it's like, and they'll need game time as well. But for Lewis, I think he could well be a star for Celtic next year. I think he's good enough to go into that side right away. Never mind being on the bench or not even being in the squad, getting farmed out to other clubs. I don't think that's the case with this young lad. I think he's good enough to go into that Celtic team. He's played with St Mirren players who are decent players alongside him, but he's playing with far better players when he goes to Celtic, and I think that will make him a better player.
Celtic fans, do you agree? 0141 951 1025 or on Twitter at Clyde SSB. And Derek, I suppose people have been sceptical of these friendlies in Peru and Mexico in terms of the timings and whatnot, but this is the good point, I suppose. This is to say that these guys are getting the opportunities. Lewis Morgan's getting that chance to put on a Scotland strip, see what it's like, and get that experience, which is crucial.
Well, if you're a young lad, of course you want to play for Scotland. It doesn't matter when it is. For the old experienced ones, you know, they're for a long, hard season and they're looking for 3 or 4 weeks holiday in Spain or Dubai or wherever. But these youngsters that are going there are all boys that, you know, they haven't been with the squad before, plenty of them, and they want to play. They want that first Scotland cap, you know, and they've got a chance to do it. They've a chance to shine. And Alex got to change the team anyway. He knows we haven't qualified since 1998. We're all aware of that. So we're looking, you know, for players that are going to come in, try and change your format a bit, and this is the chance that he's been given. Yes, I know we're missing several important players, we know that, but if they're injured at some stage in the next couple of years, he's going to have to bring in somebody from this squad, you know. So let's see what they're like. Let's give them decent game time. And I'm sure the big fella will do that.
I suppose that's the downside to those inexperienced, though. You look at Peru and Mexico, they're going full strength. This is their final game before they get sent to the World Cups. Stadiums, the Azteca and the National Stadium in Peru will be packed out against a young and inexperienced squad. If this goes wrong, it could go badly wrong.
Yeah, it could, but you know, and it's good that you're playing against really good players, because that's what you want when you play. You don't want to play against second team players or youngsters. You want to be up there against the best team that you're playing against. You want them to have their full squad out, and I think that'll bring out the best in our lads as well, because they'll be excited. That's the one thing that there will be. You won't have to G them up to go out and play these games. They'll be well G'd up because they want to play for their country. And you know, you look through it, you know, Lewis Morgan's one of them, but the biggest problem that we've had in Scotland in the national side is the two centre-backs who have never been solid enough there for many, many years. And I'm looking at the centre-backs now. You know, you've got Jack Henry, who just came from Dundee. He's at Celtic. You've got Scott McKenna, who's come on a treat, you know, almost won the Young Player of the Year this season. He's been outstanding. Charlie McGrew for his experience. And you've got John Souter of Hearts as well. You know, so they will all get a chance to shine at centre-back, because that is where most of the goals are scored, is, you know, in the box, in the centre of that box. We need two centre-backs, not only that can pass the ball, and it's great if you can do that, but first and foremost, as you've heard me say a million times, you have to defend first. And they're two big lads that can defend. So here's hoping, you know, they do well out there, these youngsters, because that's the ones that we've got to bring on. That's no disrespect to Charlie Mulgrew, who's getting on a fair wee bit as well. Good experience. But we're going to have to rely on other players. And this is a good time, actually, to play a couple of these youngsters at centre-back, playing against good players.
We want to hear from you, your thoughts on these two friendlies against Peru and Mexico. 0141 951 1025 or on Twitter at ClydeSSB. But Derek, it is £5,000 fan in the end, so we do have to get down to business and welcome on our first contestant of the evening on the £5,000 fan.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Make a big summer signing now and sign up at ClydeOne.com.
Our first contestant of the evening, Cameron Shaw from Dumbarton. Cameron, how are you this evening?
I'm good.
Are you good? You feeling confident? 7 a score to beat David McGill, runner-up last year. How are you feeling about 7? Is that manageable, you think?
Depends on the question.
Oh, come on. Give yourself a bit of confidence, Cameron. Come on. A Rangers fan as well, Cameron. Steven Gerrard takes charge on Friday. Your thoughts on that? You must be excited.
Just excited to see who he brings in for the season.
That the big thing for you, the transfer rumours and what he does in the transfer market, that's going to be the big factor, eh?
As you can see, but they need players, so it'll be interesting to see who he can bring.
Yes, indeed. Right, okay, so let's get down to business. 30 seconds on the clock. Answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know, pass or simply guess. We don't want to hold up this clock. You've only got 30 seconds. At the aim of the game, stay on the leaderboard until finals week. David McGill is the man to beat from East Kilbride with a score of 7. So, are we ready, Cameron?
I'm ready.
Good man. Then let's go. Which club won the English League One title?
Pass.
The London Stadium is home to which club?
West Ham.
Which nationality is Florin Kamberi?
West.
Who did Coventry beat today to seal promotion to League One?
Exeter.
David Wagner is the manager of which English club?
Huddersfield.
Swansea have targeted manager Graham Potter from which Swedish side?
Switzerland.
Who did Jurgen Klopp manage before Liverpool? Which team is nicknamed the... Paul, just out of time.
Well, you started. You should finish if you started.
No. And there's £5,000 at stake. You've got 30 seconds and 30 seconds only.
Did well.
By the way, Cameron.
Did really
you were
well,
more.
Cameron.
You came on not really too confident, but by
well
the way,
impressed.
You rattled through them. Right, let's go through them one by one. The first one sort of stumped you a little bit. Which club won the English League One title? I'll ask Derek Johnson to give me the answer to that. He's shaking his head.
No.
Not even Wigan think. Athletic
Wigan, no.
Was the winner of League One. They'll head into the Championship next season. But then we started to get on a roll.
Wonderful.
Big time.
Yeah.
The London Stadium is home to West Ham. Got that one correct. Florin Kamberi is Swiss. Great shout
well
there.
Done.
Would you have got that?
No, I wouldn't have.
I know you wouldn't
well
have. No
done.
Way you would have
well
got
done.
That. Who did Coventry beat today to seal promotion to League One? It was indeed Exeter.
3-1. Yeah.
You know, check you.
Yeah,
the score as well.
I knew that, yeah.
David Wagner is the manager of Huddersfield. Swansea have targeted Graham Potter. Oosterson?
That's good enough.
That'll do enough. Well done.
There's nothing Oosters in that. That's fine.
The main point is Cameron got it right. Jurgen Klopp did indeed manage Borussia Dortmund. And we just missed out on which team was nicknamed the Pars. It was Dumfermline.
Oh, so you got that.
Would you have got that as well, Cameron?
Definitely.
Of course you would have. Let's tally up anyway. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Six.
It's a solid
score.
Six. You go second in the leaderboard, Cameron. And I tell you, we're not getting ahead of ourselves, but if you do you pick up the £5,000, your thoughts, what are you thinking?
I'll definitely hold away from Scotland.
A holiday. Well, listen, if Derek and I don't get an invite to that after us forking out the £5,000.
Listen, with the weather today, who needs a holiday place?
We've got the shorts on and the t-shirt. Yeah. Cameron, thank you for playing. We wish you all the best. Thank you very much. That was Cameron in Dumbarton. It is that man, David McGill, who still leads at the top of the leaderboard with 7. We've got all summer, Derek, sorry. We've got all summer. This could ramble on, but I saw the score.
Sorry, Gordon.
Very good, very good. But yes, so it was a 6 for Cameron Shaw. If you think you can do better, go to Clyde1.com to register, or at ClydeSSB on Twitter. Go to our pinned tweet, and that is where you'll get all the instructions you need to join our £5,000 fan. We'll have 2 other contestants on the show this evening. Just looking at Twitter in terms of the youngsters in the squad, one or two saying that it is a big gamble, Derek, to be fair. For Lewis Morgan and such, they're going to have to rise to that occasion.
Yeah,
though,
of course. But I think you can
give them
it.
The opportunity to
do
it.
Yeah, that's the difference. We'll soon find out if he's good enough by playing him. I think he's a confident young lad, and I think you give him the ball, you know, you'll use it. He's not one of these lads that'll hide. He wants the ball all the time. That's, yes, that is in the Championship. And again, we're now talking about the national side. Can he do it there? Well, listen, only time will tell. Play him. That's the only way we're going to find out.
In terms of Brendan Rodgers' squad and playing him, you know, you look at last season, you look at McGregor, Rogic, Forrest, Ncham, Brown, Armstrong. It's a solid midfield.
Yep.
For him to get into that squad, is it too early?
He's
or
a wide man, but he's a wide man.
So this he plays
you can
Forrest.
Play right or left. Yeah. You know, Forrest is injured or whatever. You know, he can play wide on the left or wide on the right. He's good enough to fit in. And as I say, when you're playing with better players, then that's going to make you a better player as well. He's confident. But the only way you're going to know is by playing him. And Brendan Rodgers knows that. That's why he snapped him up fairly early from St Mirren.
Well, that is indeed the first half nearly, or the first part of the show nearly done. We'll get our second contestant very soon indeed on the £5,000 fan. If you do want to get involved, if you think you can beat David McGill from East Kilbride, he is the leader at the moment on 7. If you want to get involved, at Clyde SSB on Twitter, you go to our pinned tweet and you will get all the instructions you need to join our £5,000 fan. Either that, or if social media is not your thing, Clyde1.com, and you will have all the information you need there to register. We will be looking at Steven Gerrard, Derek, and his incoming in Rangers. But we also want to get your thoughts on the best cup final goal you have ever seen. Zidane's at Hampden, but does Gareth Bale's overhead kick in Kiev beat that? At Clyde SSB on Twitter, if you want to get involved in that debate. What is the best cup final goal you have ever seen? Derek Johnson is pondering. Do I dare say that you have one to top either of those two?
I don't know if I can top it, but I'll tell you after the break exactly which
we'll
one
see after the break. So what is the best cup final goal you have ever seen? Was it Gareth Bale's in Kiev to win it for Madrid? Was it Zidane's at Hampden, or the other one that Derek and I are missing? You're Hugh, you're Gordon, and you're Derek, you're DJ. We will be back. If you want to get involved, we have 2 more contestants lined up for us at Clyde SSB on Twitter, 0141 951 1025 if you want to get involved.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Download the app and have a bookie in your back pocket. Please gamble responsibly.
Derek Johnston joins me, Ronnie Charters, on tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan.
I remember it well. You know, about 2 years ago, when I was coming down from Arracher at this time, it was a beautiful day again. I left at 4:30. It usually takes me about 30, 40 minutes to get here. I arrived here at 7:15. The queue was unbelievable.
We certainly love a bank holiday Monday.
Oh, it was horrendous. Especially when the weather's nice.
Yeah.
Everybody goes up that road.
Reaction coming in to the sad news about Neil Cooper tragically passing away. Aberdeen Football Club have tweeted, "The club is deeply shocked and saddened to hear that our legendary midfielder and Gothenburg great Neil Cooper has tragically passed away." And, you know, the retweets are there. And
sure,
Derek, it's just a sad day for Scottish football.
It is. You know, there's been so many, you know, in the last few months, as I said, people, you know, footballers going very, very young. It's not as if they're in their 90s. You know, they're youngish men. You know, players that you played against that felt, you know, they're going to live forever because of our fitness fanatics and everything else. It just, it's one of these things that's happening these days. And, you know, I just feel so sorry for his family as well. things like this, it's a shock for everybody. More so the people in the north, because as I said earlier, Aberdeen was his team. He may well have played for Rangers and Dunfermline and Aston Villa and all the Ross County and whatnot. He was the manager there, but you know, he was an Aberdeen lad, and I'm sure most of Aberdeenshire, you know, will be sad this evening. That's for sure.
Sad day indeed. Back to the football. If you want to get involved, 01419511025 or on Twitter at Clyde SSB. Remember, we're still wanting your best ever cup final goal after Gareth Bale's overhead kick. We've got one or two on Twitter. David Cooper's free kick in the cup final was probably the greatest strike of a ball, says Brian Downey, but Bale's overhead kick was out of this world. Zidane's Hampden goal is one of my favourites of all time, says Cole Ray. I still watch it from time to time on YouTube, but Bale's eclipsed it, I say grudgingly, as a Barcelona fan. Have you picked the one out of your mind yet?
There was a couple. I remember the Davy Cooper one against Celtic in the final when he chipped over three players' heads before putting it in the corner. I mean, magnificent goal. But, you know, I think Bale's is probably the best. I don't think you're going to get a better goal than that. The coolest goal and a goal that meant something in a European final. I think it was Liverpool against Bruges at Wembley. I'm not sure if it was Bruges. That name comes out of my head. But the two Scotsmen involved, Souness, put the ball through to Dalglish wide. The keeper came out, and rather than blast it, he just dinked over the keeper into the
cool net, as you like,
and won the European Cup. You know, so for that, for me, was fantastic. Brilliant goal. Cool as you like, Kenny.
Get your thoughts in on that one. And if you want to get involved in our £5,000 fan, you can as well on Twitter at Clyde SSP, our pinned tweet, or on our website, Clyde1.com. DJ, back to the football. This week sees Steven Gerrard and Gary McAllister take the reins at Ibrox. Rangers fans, get in touch with us. What do you want to see Gerrard do in these first few days as manager? He's already brought in Arfield, McGregor. What players do you want to see in? What players are now surplus to requirements? And what position do you want to see strengthened? DJ, imagine Rangers fans, they'll be counting down the hours now. You know, it was announced a while ago.
Yeah.
It's come to this. Friday's the day where he sets foot inside Ibrox as the Rangers manager officially for the first time.
And of course, Murphy as well has come in.
He's signed a permanent deal.
Yeah, I think everybody is desperately waiting to see who else he's going to bring in. Yes, he starts on June the 1st, but I don't know when the players are back. The players back in on the Monday? They'll be back in on the Monday. So, you know, he's been a busy man. He's had his little holiday in Dubai with the family and everything else. He was doing the European final there with Liverpool. He was playing in Dirk Kuyt's testimonial game. As well. So he's back, and he'll be here on Friday, and I'm sure the Rangers fans, like myself, are very, very excited I'm coming in. But more so, it's who he's going to bring in. There's two things, and we've said this before, two things. He's got to bring better quality, and he knows that himself. If he's watched the game against Celtic, you know, it was such a one-sided affair. He knows what he needs. Needs defenders, needs midfielders, and needs forwards. That is for sure. Who he's going to get, we don't know at this moment in time. But the other big problem is, and we've heard Rangers fans say it time and time again, oh, I would get rid of a lot of them. We'll just keep three players. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Players have got contracts. You know, unless you're going to pay them off, they're going to stay where they are. So it's going to, some of them may well want to go. If they're told, look, you're not going to get a game, you'll be in the reserves or whatever, you know, and they might say, well, I will leave. But there'll be a lot of them who are on good money that don't want to leave. They're quite happy sitting there, maybe not playing, but, you know, still at the club doing their training and picking up their money. So that's going to be the problem, to get rid of a few. But in saying that, first and foremost, he's got to bring the better quality, and he knows that. So does Gary McAllister. So he's going to be a busy man. You know, he's here on Friday, and I would imagine since that press conference 2.5 weeks ago or whenever it was, he's been working at it. While he's been on holiday, he's been on the phone, he's been talking, you know, to Rangers and everything else about players that he's interested in. It never ceases to amaze me when you pick up the paper, there's a different three players that they're going to sign. You know, Jason, Jermaine Defoe,
yeah,
you know, $130,000 a week, he's going to come to Rangers. Yeah, sure, yeah. I mean, they're just picking the names out of a hat now, but he'll know who he wants. He needs players with a bit of heart, players that can handle the big time. He can handle it. As I said, he's come from a big club. He knows what winning things is all about. You know, a European Cup winner himself on a couple of occasions, 100-odd caps for England. You know, he knows what pressure's all about, and he knows he's coming to a club that's got plenty of pressure on it. So that won't faze him, but he's got to bring in players that can handle that situation, not only off the park, but on the park as well.
Is there a specific position within that squad that you feel he has to focus on when he first gets in there? That's the one position he has to strengthen. and then the rest he can build on? Is there an area, or is it just an overhaul?
If you're a manager, you come in, the first thing you've got to look at is your defence. You know, you're losing too many goals. And when he looks at Rangers, Rangers were the top scorers in Scotland last season. But they lost, I think they were about fifth as far as keeping the ball out the net is concerned, you know. And that's the one thing you have to do. You have to be more solid. When you think way, way back when Graeme Souness came, he brought a goalkeeper in, centre-halves, midfield and a striker. That's the part of the side, the spine of the team that we keep talking about. That's what you've got to get right. So I would imagine, and there's been, was it Goldson of Brighton? He's one that he's, and it doesn't surprise me because he is looking for big, solid centre-halves. As I keep saying, never mind if he can't pass it, defend. That's what Rangers have to do. And I think he needs a leader in midfield. Maybe Scott Arfield's that man. He was certainly a leader down south at Burnley. So, but you need more than one leader in the side. You need two or three. So you've got him there, but he needs a bit of help in midfield as well. And certainly up front, I think, Kenny Miller's now gone. Jason Cummings, it doesn't look as if things are going to happen there. You've got Morelis, who's basically the only striker. Young Hardy, he's out of contract. Is he going to get a new contract? We don't know that. So I think he's going to have to bring in a striker or two as well. So he's needing 5-6 players at least. He knows that himself.
Rangers fans, get in touch. 0141 951 1025 or on Twitter at Clyde SSB. We've had our first contestant of the night, DJ A6 from Cameron Shaw from Dumbarton. Let's welcome our second of the evening.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Make a big summer signing now and sign up at ClydeOne.com.
Gary Hunter is the next man, a Rangers fan from Thornley Bank. And Gary, listen to this, DJ, was on last year. Gary, how well did you do last year?
It was a three or a four, I think.
You're going to have to do better this time. 7, the score to beat, Gary. How are you feeling about 7? You feeling confident? You up for this?
It'll be tough, but if the question's one, then...
Yes, and...
You know, the important thing is, Gary, if you're not sure about one, pass right away, because if it's wrong, last one, that's you out. You know, if you're not 100% sure, right away, be as quick as that, pass, and go on to the next one.
Have you got...
I need to redeem myself because I let Roger Hanna beat the pundit.
Oh, you're kidding.
Roger's one of the best, to be
yes,
fair.
Yes, to be fair, if you're going to beat... clever man. You cannot... It's better than being beat by likes of Derek Johnson or Gordon DL or whatnot. But anyway...
Excuse me, don't be putting me in the same bracket as DL.
Gary, have you got something in mind for the £5,000 if you did it? I know we're getting ahead of ourselves a wee bit, a big summer to come, but £5,000, what would that do for you?
Oh, that would do so much.
Everything.
Get you a decent weekend, Gary, anyway. A decent weekend.
At least. Gary, a Rangers fan, your thoughts on the incoming Steven Gerrard? What's your thoughts on, you know, I suppose a £5,000 could buy your Rangers season ticket?
I'm looking forward to it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's exciting times. Obviously, he's got to bring in the right signings, but, you know, with him being such a big name, I do think the calibre of player that he can attract just by name alone could be quite exciting for us.
Right, okay. Well, Gary is the £5,000 fan, so let's get down to business. 30 seconds on the clock. Answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know, pass or guess. You never know, you may indeed get it right. The aim of the game, to beat 7 from David is in East Kilbride, is the one you have to beat. All set? Ready to go, Gary?
Let's go. Yep.
Let's go. Darts player Phil Taylor retired this year. What's his nickname?
Power.
Who is Inverness Carly's Thistle managers?
Ah.
Which Scottish Championship club does Stephen Dobie play for?
Inverness.
Bloomfield Road is the home to which club?
Blackpool.
Arsenal have been linked with which Dortmund defender?
Pass.
Which club does Roy Hodgson currently manage?
Crystal Palace.
Which position did the St Johnstone manager Tommy Wright play?
Midfield.
Midfield, we'll just accept that just on the buzzer. How do you think you did, Gary?
I think I'm...
They were tough.
Maybe matched last year. But
yeah, they were tough. They were tough. Starting off, darts player Phil Taylor retired this year. Derek Johnson, his nickname is...
The Power.
The Power. Got that one correct?
I got that one.
Yep. Who is Inverness Cali Thistle manager? You don't know either, Derek?
No.
It is John Robertson. John Robertson.
Ah,
see.
No, but he did well. Passed it right.
Yes,
away.
Exactly. That's
sure
the
well
you don't
done.
Know which Scottish Championship club does Stephen Dobie play for? The answer: Queen of the South. Mm. Passed on that one. Bloomfield Road is the home to which club, Gary?
Blackpool. Yeah.
Blackpool, indeed. Well done, Chief. Now this one is an absolute humdinger. Arsenal have been linked with which Dortmund defender? I'm looking at the man on the desk to look at the answer to this question. The answer: Skouratis Papastathopoulos.
Oh, him. Oh, right. Yeah.
Now, Gary, if you'd have got that one, I'd have gave you the $5,000 myself.
Oh, no, you get 3,000 points in Scrabble for that.
So, the next one, though, you did get correct. Which club does Roy Hodgson currently manage? Crystal Palace. What position did St Johnstone manager Tommy Wright play for? Derek?
I always thought he was a goalie.
He was a goalie. So, we go 1, 2, 3. You got a 3. Probably the same as last year, Gary. But we've had great fun having you on. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, mate. No cheers.
Bother. Good effort, Gary. Well done, son.
So Gary goes on the leaderboard, though, with a 3. So he is on the leaderboard at the present moment in time. But it is still your man, David McGill, the man to beat from East Kilbride. We will have a final contestant on. John Peebles from Rob Royston will be on in the third and final part of tonight's show. Derek, we're still been chatting about this, the greatest goal in a cup final. We have had plenty to come in.
Good. Let's hear some.
Just looking through them at the moment. Who are we looking for? Zidane's goal at Hampden.
Yeah,
all time great.
I was there.
David Cooper's the one you mentioned.
Yeah. I think that was the Texaco Cup final, believe it or not. Something like that, was it? Yeah.
Best goal ever in a cup final, Marco van Basten against Russia in the Euro 88, says Gary Barton Crawford.
Was that the volley? He came to the back post and he's turned it back.
A hard one to come up against.
That was a good one.
Who else? I think that's it for the moment. But if you want to get involved, 01419511025 or on Twitter at Clyde SSB. Derek, we're going to go back to the Scotland squad very quickly because we were chatting about that midfield just off air. Just how strong it is in a way. They may be inexperienced, but there's certainly good talent in that midfield.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing the likes of Dylan McGeoch, who's been outstanding for us. The Hibs midfield's been brilliant. You know, if him and McGinn get to play together, you know, you've got Ryan Fraser, who's done so well at Bournemouth, played in, you know, in the majority of the games. You've got Stuart Armstrong, who's been in and out the Celtic team, but he's been injured. He's in there. Kenny McLean, since January, since he signed for Norwich, has been absolutely outstanding for Aberdeen, you know, scoring plenty of goals as well. Different players. Scott McTominay at Manchester United, you know, he gave up England, you know, to play for Scotland, which is fantastic. And you've got the old stagers there in Matt Ritchie and Graham Shinney of Aberdeen, of course, Jamie Murphy there as well. That is the big strength, I think, of the Scotland side, is midfield. I think that, but it's how you gel three or four of them together into a team. That's what Alex is out there. That's what you'll be doing. You'll probably play two entirely different sides in the two games and try and give everybody a shot.
The humidity and the temperature
it's
and whatnot,
going to take
a lot
of them,
difficult.
Especially if you're going to be playing 70, 80 minutes or even 90 minutes in the first game. You know, it's going to take a wee while to get that back, especially the heat out there. Yeah. So I think everybody will get a chance to shine, which is great.
In terms of the inexperience as well, and we talked about it, the hungry friendlies as well, but these young players can step up to the mark. Like, so Jack Hendry came in, Scott McKenna at the back as well. These guys, they may be inexperienced and people may look at it and say, you know, it could go wrong. But on the other hand, they could be brilliant because they've shown that they have that character, and that's why Alec McLeish has put them in his squad.
But the great thing is the likes of Fraser and McTominay are playing in arguably the top league in Europe. You know, and they're playing there most weeks, which is fantastic. That's experience for you. Maybe inexperienced, you know, as far as Scotland are concerned, but for their teams, you know, they're playing regular football, and we all know what the other midfielders can do, the John McGinns and McGeoch and people like that. So I think it's going to be an exciting time for these youngsters. Let's hope they do themselves proud.
Let's hope so indeed. The final part of the show coming up. If you want to get involved, 0141 951 1025 or on Twitter at Clyde SSB, you can get involved. David McGill from East Kilbride still leads the Super Scoreboard $5,000 fan leaderboard with 7. If you think you can do better, go to at Clyde SSB, look at our pinned tweet. You'll find all the instructions you need to join our competition or Clyde1.com. We will have the final part of the show. We'll hear from Scott Gemmell, the Scotland under 21 boss, as he looks to the Toulon tournament. As well as that, we will also be concluding our debate, the best cup final goal you have ever seen. All that plus Josh Peebles from Rob Royston will take on the $5,000 fan. That's coming next.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard $5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Bet and play and pull a result out of the bag. Please gamble responsibly.
Derek Johnston joins me, Ronnie Charters, for the final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard's $5,000 fan. Derek, where has the time went to? Time flies when you're having fun. You see the sincerity in my voice. All right,
I'm just pleased you got my name right.
Yes, no problem, Gordon. So, back to Twitter we go for our debate on the best cup final goal you've ever seen after Gareth Bale's world-class overhead kick. Andy Halliday's in the Scottish Cup final against Celtic. Or the Scottish Cup semi-final, that was a semi-final.
Peter Boy
on Twitter, that was a semi-final. You're not having that. I like this one though. John Crooks, Celtic 1, Dunfermline 0. Jean-Joël Pierret, Doomby. My first Celtic game, never a memory I will never forget with my father. That's a decent one.
And it won the game.
And it won the game for them late on, the goal for Jean-Joël Pierret, Doomby. And David Johnson says, Tom Rogic's goal to clinch the treble, the invincible treble for Celtic last season. Probably not the greatest goal in terms of technique or whatnot, but in terms of what it meant for the club.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
So there we go. If you want to get involved at Clyde SSB on Twitter to see what is your best goal in a Scottish or any final, I suppose, in world football after Gareth Bale's goal. We'll touch on that a wee bit later, but let's go to Scott Gemmell and the Scotland under-21s. He says he's excited by the prospect of seeing some of our younger talents show what they can do as they get set to take on the Toulon tournament. It wasn't the greatest start to proceedings, though, after a 1-1 draw with Togo, but Gemmell says it's all about giving these young guys the experience to make it to the national setup.
It's really exciting for the whole squad going over. There's just a real mix in the squads from players that have really done well and established themselves in first teams and some young players who have really got big opportunity to go and show that they can play at this level. The age group for the under-21s changes later in the year. All of a sudden anybody born 96, 97 won't be able to play. So the younger ones, obviously, we need to start working towards that. These players have really deserved of the opportunity to show that they can. At the end of the day, we're helping them in terms of their development, tournament football, playing against teams from outside of Europe that they don't get to do very often. But at the same time, it's great that they get that opportunity to show that they can really be trusted to play at this level for their country.
It's going to be a big thing in the future that young guys are maybe propelled further up the age groups to, you know, the most promising ones, to give them more experience rather than maybe holding them back to the...
I know for a fact it's been discussed. You know, we have to really think about and have a real strategy in place in terms of how we develop our best players. I think there's a big responsibility to always be proactive and always try and better what's in place, keep working towards it. Then, of course, it makes sense that some players are fast-tracked. Basically, just adapting to each player's criteria, really, and situation, and how it's obviously got to be done in connection to what's happening with them at their clubs as well.
Derek, on these Toulon tournaments, obviously a worthwhile exercise in terms of getting these youngsters experience, and I suppose in terms of the senior setup, we're beginning to see the fruits of the labour.
Absolutely.
Scott McKenna, Lewis Morgan, Chris Cadden have all been propelled and are now featuring in the national setup.
Well, I remember going to watch the Scotland team against Holland at St Mirren.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was really, covered really impressed. The two centre-backs that night was Scott McKenna and John Souter, and I thought the two of them were terrific. You know, they used the ball well, they wanted the ball from their goalkeeper, they passed it well, they defended well when that ball came in the box. Both of them, you know, won the ball as clean as you like. And that was the start for me. Lewis Morgan played there as well. So, you know, I think Scott's got his head screwed on as well. He knows what he wants. You know, he's going to bring more youngsters into it, and hopefully within 2 or 3 years' time, you know, they will do the same as these players, you know, get themselves into this national side, because that's what it's all about. He's got them first, and he's got to develop them into good players that they're going to get picked by Alex McLeish or whoever the Scotland manager is.
And I suppose it comes full circle when you look at these friendlies. You know, people may have their objections to them and say, you know, they come at the wrong time. But with so many call-offs, these guys are getting the chance that they wouldn't get any other time.
Listen, there'd be very few of these players who'd, oh, I wish I was on my holidays rather than being here. No, before, that may well have happened with experienced players, but these youngsters want to play for their country and they can't wait to get out there.
So, Scotland take on Peru tomorrow night. We'll be back on tomorrow and on Wednesday to dissect that one. As well as that, get involved with the best cup final goal you have ever seen at Clyde SSB on Twitter. As well as that, if you want to give us a call, 0141 951 1025. Deasy, on that cup final goal, let's look at the Champions League final then from the weekend. Real Madrid clinching their third Champions League in a row. Superb 3-1 victory over Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool. The biggest thing would be that the Gareth Bale goal, comparing it to Zidane's, it's the quality of a top class player to do that on one of the biggest stages of them all.
And that's a man that's come off the bench, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
He's obviously in the papers the last couple of days saying, look, he's not happy not playing every week. He wants to play every week. And I think the calibre of player that he is, he deserves to play, but maybe not with Real Madrid because they've got so many great players.
Yeah.
So it may be the case, you know, if he gets his way, that he will be playing somewhere else. And I would imagine there'll be a few clubs in England that they would want him. But I thought Liverpool started well. I thought they looked great. You know, they were passing the ball well. When Salah went off, as everybody says, there was something missing from up front, yeah. You know, the link man and everything else. And I think it was very, very cynical, the free kick as well. I know the people say, oh, it's one of these things that happened. No, I think he knew exactly what he was doing. And when he went off, you can see the tears in the eyes. He knew that was his big chance. And I think Liverpool knew that as well. And to lose two of the most unbelievable goals you'll ever see. And, you know, that happens. And he's been slaughtered by a lot of pros in the game, which I think is wrong as well. I can go back to the 70s when Stuart Kennedy was in goal for Rangers. We won a treble in 76. And he played for England, against England at Wembley, where he beat 5-1. It was before your time, Carol. But
yeah, yes.
And he sold two of the goals and got absolutely slaughtered.
Yeah.
He was magnificent for Rangers. And all of a sudden, that one big game, you know, he lost the goals and all of a sudden his name was tarnished. I think Karius is the same. You know, he's done well for Liverpool. He's had some great games. But on the day, it just wasn't to be for him. And in the end, I think the better team of the two won it.
Just quickly before we get our final contestant of the night on, Josh Peebles from Rob Royston, on Andrew Robertson, because
yes.
I think it's fair to say that Cristiano Ronaldo had one of the quietest nights
absolutely.
He's had. Can we now give him the title of a top world class player if he wasn't already? You know, he did it against Ronaldo, multi Ballon d'Or winner. Do we and Andrew Robertson now have a world, and I mean world class player in our hands?
Well, he's doing it every week, and that's the difference. It's not every so often that he plays well. I mean, he's an 8 out of 10 every week, and I thought he was terrific again. Always wants the ball, and you're right, Ronaldo never had many touches of the ball, so you've got to give him credit for that as well. So, whether he's world class at this moment of time, let's give him another season. If he starts the season and he has the same sort of season, then you could say he's up there with him. But Tierney's up there as with him as a left back. The two of them fighting for that one place, that should be interesting for Alec McLeish.
Okay, DJ, well, for the final time this evening, let's do this. The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Make a big summer signing now and sign up at ClydeOne.com. Josh Peebles, a Celtic fan from Rob Royston. Good evening, Josh. How are we?
Aye, no bad. How are you?
Feeling confident? Oh, come on, Josh. Sun is shining. You could be in with £5,000 here. So, it's a 7 you've got to beat. Josh, how are you feeling about that? Depends on the questions, I suppose.
If I go on the leaderboard.
Well, to get on the leaderboard, I'm thinking, right, I'm saying you need to be better than 3. So we'll see how we can do.
Josh, are you one of these players, Josh, that goes into pubs and plays all the quiz games? No?
No.
Well, you do well tonight then.
Right, Josh, let's run you through the rules very quickly. 30 seconds on the clock. Answer as many questions as you can. Do not dilly-dally. £5,000 up for stake. You don't want to hesitate. And you could be on the leaderboard as well. David McGill from East Kilbride. We've said his name so many times this evening, but he is top of the leaderboard with 7. Josh, are you ready?
Yep.
Good man. Then let's go. Which club won the 2015 Scottish Cup? In snooker, what is Trump's first name?
Good.
Which club were beaten Scottish Cup finalists in 2015, 2009 and 1997?
Pass.
Which Scot is manager of Cypriot club Paphos?
Pass.
Eric Black, Gordon Strachan and Gary McAllister have all managed which club?
Pass.
Stuart Milne is the chairman of which club?
Aberdeen.
Who played their home matches at the Johan Cruyff Arena? Quickly.
Ajax,
indeed. Right, so, decent enough, DJ, do you think?
Yeah, I think maybe 4 or
4. Let's go through them. Which club won the 2015 Scottish Cup? DJ, not a clue. Inverness, well done,
you
Josh.
Right.
You got that
well
right.
Done.
Judd Trump is the Trump in snooker. Well done. Which club were beaten Scottish Cup finalists in 2015, 2009 and 1987? Derek, you're struggling tonight. It was Falkirk.
Falkirk.
Which Scot is the manager of Cypriot club Paphos? It is Stephen Presley. So we didn't get that one. Eric Black, Gordon Strachan and Gary McAllister have all managed Coventry. Not with that one. But you did redeem yourself with the final two. Stuart Milner is the manager of Aberdeen, and Ajax play their home games at the Johan Cruyff Arena. So we got a 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 for Josh. You wanted to be on the leaderboard, Josh. You are indeed. You're on it at the moment, and you're in the chance with $5,000. Happy with that?
No, too much. I'm
going to
get slagged now.
Hopefully your friends will cut you some slack. They were tough questions. Josh, I appreciate it. Thank you very much,
well
mate.
Done, Josh.
Take care. Bye-bye. And that was Josh. Decent shout.
Decent chance. But he did well, being if he was panicking or he didn't know pass right
pass
away.
You have to do that.
You have to do that.
You cannot wither. So, we come to the end of the show. Derek, thank you very much.
Oh, quick.
David McGill from East Kilbride remains on top with 7. If you think you can do better, go to Clyde1.com to register, or on Twitter at ClydeSSB. We'll be back. I won't be back tomorrow. It will be Gavin Pearson in tomorrow with Jim Duffy to take your calls as we continue our search for the $5,000 fan. My thanks to Derek Johnston as always. Thank you, Chief. You enjoyed your night?
It's been great. Thoroughly enjoyable.
Got to say that anyway, because if not, you're not getting a ride home.
Enjoyed myself.
We'll be back to do it all again tomorrow. Take care.